This is The Brief on Alternative Dispute Resolution, or ADR. You know, when court just feels like too much, ADR gives you faster, more private ways to settle things. So let's break down the four main approaches and figure out when each one is the right move. Okay, first up is mediation. This is probably the one you've heard of most, right? It's where a trained mediator helps both sides, well, work it out together. The upsides are huge. I mean, it's faster, it costs less, it's private, and it's really focused on the kids. But, and this is super important, mediation just isn't going to work if there's abuse, if you need a decision like yesterday, or if one person is hiding financial info. Second, let's talk about arbitration. Now, this is a whole different ballgame. Why? Because here, you get a private judge who actually makes a final, binding decision. It's totally confidential, and it's driven by experts. So it's perfect for sorting out really complicated money issues or anything that needs a fast, firm answer. All right, third, we've got private FTRs. That's financial dispute resolutions. Think of it like this. A senior lawyer or a retired judge gives you a recommendation. Basically, a preview of what a court would likely decide. It's not binding, but it really helps couples see the writing on the wall and settle. And then finally, there's collaborative law. This is where everyone's lawyers agree from the get-go to work together and stay out of court no matter what. So, choosing the best path really just comes down to whether your case needs consensus, an expert to make the final call, or just an authoritative nudge to get things settled.